Episode 102. Welcome to the Take Up Code podcast, where you can learn valuable insights and skills in programming. I'm Waheed Tanner and will be your host today. What if you just want to limit how many things you can have or can be done? This episode will explain another side of the semaphore, sometimes called a counting semaphore. The best way to become a professional programmer is to start writing code. If you're not actually typing code, building it, and running it, then you're missing more than half of what you need to be doing. Have you considered attending a Take Up Code live class? Text PROGRAM to the short number 44222 and you'll be on your way. In the last episode, I explained how you can use two semaphores in a producer-consumer situation. You can actually use this anytime you want to send and receive signals from one thread to another. And in this situation, each thread should pick a side and stick with that side of the semaphore. But there are other situations where you're not really interested in sending signals or in producing and consuming anything. You just want to make sure that there's a limit of some kind. What do I mean by a limit? We have limits all the time in real life. Not the speed limit type. That's not the type of limit I'm talking about. Think of a restaurant that has a maximum capacity limit. For example, only 50 people are allowed inside the building at any given time. In cases like this, where you're not interested in communicating availability of a newly produced item or consumption of something, then the advice about picking a semaphore side and sticking with it becomes clunky. When you enter the restaurant, you're not really consuming anything. Hopefully you'll consume the food, but that's a different story. All you're really doing is temporarily taking possession of one of the spaces available. And because the possession is temporary, you really should make sure to return it when you're done. If you don't, then this would be like leaving the restaurant and taking the chair with you. This means that each thread representing a guest should call wait before entering the restaurant and then call signal when leaving. After reviewing previous episodes, I always try to think of questions that you might have. Is there anything that I could have explained better? And I think I should take the time to explain more about how semaphores work before giving you yet another set of guidelines for how to use them. I mentioned that semaphores have a capacity and a pair of methods such as signal and wait. But what does this mean? Let's start with a small diner instead of a large restaurant. This diner can only hold 10 guests. What you can do is create a semaphore with a capacity of 10 to match the number of guests. This is the limit. Semaphores work a little backwards than what you might expect, though. Instead of starting out at 0 and going up to the limit minus 1, or in this case going from 0 to 9, a semaphore instead starts out at the limit. When a guest arrives, the guest should wait on the semaphore. You can think of waiting on a semaphore as similar to locking a mutex. If the semaphore is available, then there's no wait and the guest can proceed. Just like if the mutex is not currently locked by another thread. When the first guest successfully waits on the semaphore, the count of the semaphore will be reduced to 9. When a second guest waits on the semaphore, then the count gets reduced again to 8, and the second guest is allowed to proceed just like the first guest. This continues until the count reaches 0. You can think of this as if the semaphore is empty. And like a car with an empty gas tank isn't going anywhere, also the next guest to wait on the semaphore will block. The wait call will not return back to the caller until there's room. And whenever some code signals a semaphore, then the count goes back up. This is why some semaphore designs use the names up and down instead of signal and wait. The signal method matches the up method because both names mean that the count goes up. And the wait method matches the down method. A lot of it has to do with the intended purpose of your semaphore class. A semaphore that uses up and down, to me anyway, is advertising the intended usage of the semaphore to be used where a single thread can both call up and down as needed. I'll continue comparing signal and wait with up and down right after this message from our sponsor. The one thing that all professional programmers share is that we take action. Go ahead. Text PROGRAM to the number 44222 now. It's hard, I know, to get started, and if you need some help, then all you need to do is register for one of the Take Up Code free or paid live classes. You can attend with just your computer and an internet connection from anywhere in the world. These are live workshops instead of just lectures. You get enough lecturing already. These are fun workshops. You have enough boring tasks already. And these are focused on results. Text the word PROGRAM to the number 44222 and you'll be on your way. You can also visit takeupcode.com to begin. If we follow the very good advice from the last episode about producers and consumers, then whenever a guest leaves the diner, then that guest would have to signal a different semaphore. And some other code would presumably be waiting on that other semaphore and could then signal the diner entry semaphore that a space is now available. If you have a need for some other code to be involved at this point, then this is actually a good design. It's becoming more like a producer-consumer problem again. Maybe you need to clean the table first before the next guest gets mad at a dirty table and walks out vowing never to return again. If so, then you really do need to produce a new table. And the guests really do consume clean tables and leave behind dirty tables. In this case, the advice from the previous episode is exactly what you want. But if not, and if the leaving guest is perfectly able to let another guest enter, then why bother with another semaphore? If that other semaphore is there just to cause some code to signal the entry semaphore anyway, then you're better off keeping your code simpler and signal the entry semaphore directly. This is what I'm talking about, where your situation might not exactly fall under the normal producer-consumer problem. If so, then I think it's fine for the departing guest to go ahead and signal the same semaphore that was waited on in order to enter in the first place. This brings the model back to what you would expect with a mutex. Only, where a mutex allows exclusive ownership to a single thread at a time, a semaphore used like this can grant access to multiple threads at the same time. I mentioned this in the last episode, but it's worth repeating. Using a semaphore is not enough to protect actual resources. In the diner example, successfully waiting on the entry semaphore is just the ticket to get into the diner. This applies regardless of whether or not this is the only semaphore. Getting a specific table is a different story. All the semaphore says is that there should be a clean table somewhere in the diner. At some point, you're going to have to guarantee exclusive access to a particular table. After all, you don't really want some stranger to sit down at your table uninvited, right? You'll probably want a mutex to control access to a map that defines which table a guest should be using. Listen to episode 44 for a description of a dictionary which can help here. Thank you for listening. Make sure to check out the other episodes, and if you get value, please give the Take Up Code podcast a rating, hopefully 5 stars, and a review. I'll select several people who take the time to provide thoughtful reviews, good or bad, and give you a shout out and a big thank you during our Q&A Fridays. Your support goes a long way to helping this podcast thrive and help others learn how to program. If you have any questions about this episode or even other programming questions, please ask. Just go to takeupcode.com/contact and submit your question. The Q&A Friday episodes are where I'll answer one or more submitted questions. Until next time, keep learning. But even better, keep doing. If you want to learn how to program, then start programming. And you'll learn and get better, and your mind will expand in ways you never thought possible.